Today's shiur is a Masech Tzvachim on Daf Nun Tes. We will begin on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the beginning of the line with the words V'Rav Shravya Amar. We are in the middle of the sugi here, where the Gemara was trying to bring a proof from a Mishnah in Tamid to what Rav Yochanan had received b'Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that Rav Yossi Shita was that the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzofen part of the Azara. And the way we proved it from the Mishnah in Talmud was because the Mishnah said that the Marocha Ktana, the Marocha Shnia, was put at the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, and it was moved 4 amas to the north of the southwestern corner. And the Gemara made all kinds of different cheshbonas, and the only way that would work out is if the Mizbeach was completely in the Tzofen side of the Azara, and that would mean that the bottom southern 5 Amis were towards the 5 Amos, the northern 5 Amis of the Pesach of the Heichel, because if we say that the Mizbeach is in the northern part of the Azara, it begins midway through the Pesach of the Heichel. The Pesach was 10 Amos wide, so the northern 5 Amos were keneged the southern 5 Amos of the Mizbeach. So if the Mizbeach is kulei b'tzofen, we understand why you had to make the Marocha 4 Amos away from the southwestern corner. And the Gemara explained why. The third wide line on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, Arba Amos, Arba Yisoid, one Amos Yisoid, V'Amos Soive, V'Amos Mokum Karnois, V'Amos Mokum Ragli HaKohanim. Because you couldn't put the Marocha on the tip of the southwestern corner because you had the Yisod there. You couldn't do it another Amma because you had the Soivev. You couldn't do it another Amma because you had the Karnois. You couldn't do it another Amma because you couldn't put the fire right next to the Karen. You had to have one Amma between the Karen and the fire. And what the Mishnah in Talmud is telling you is that at the end of the 4 Ammas, you should put it down right there. Because if you're going to move it further north, then it's going to be away from the entrance into the Heichel. There's only 5 Amos of Mizbeach that is keneged the 5 Amos of the Heichel. And we require Lifnei Hashem, that you have to put it. Rabbi Yossi said a Yisoid on the second line of this Amud, Ella b'samach she'en lifnim. Things that you brought from the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Heichel that you brought outside, that had to be put on the closest part of the Mizbeach, facing the door. Things that you took from the Mizbeach HaChitza and inside had to be taken from the closest spot to the door on the Mizbeach. So you can only go up 4 Amos. 4 Amos you have to go up because of the Yisoid, the Soivev, the Karen, and 1 Amos so that the Kohanim could walk between the Karen and the fire, the Marocha. But immediately at the end of the 4th Amma, you have to build the Marocha, and then the Marocha will be within the 5th Amma, and it'll be still connected up HaPesach of the Heichel. That's how the Gemara brought a raya that the Mishnah in Talmud is going like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi's sheet is the whole Mizbeach was to Tzofen. But then we saw the Rabbi Adar Bar Ava told us, no, it's no raya to Rabbi Yossi. Could you really be going like Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that the Mizbeach was Memutza. It was exactly keneged the Pesach of the Heichel, and will also include the Pesach of the Ulam. So if you have 32 Amos of a Mizbeach, and the Ulam was 20 Amos, the Pesach of the Ulam was 20 Amos wide, so there are 20 Amos of the Mizbeach, in the middle of the Mizbeach, was towards the door, Lifnei Hashem, and then you had left 12 Amos from the 32 of the Mizbeach, so you had 6 on each side. So the Gemara says that you're still 6 Amos away and you're telling me you only have to move northward 4 amas from the southwestern corner to be Lifnei Hashem, in front of the Pesach of the Ulam, and now you have to really go 6 amas. So the Gemara says, 2 amas don't count. If you're standing on top of the Mizbeach, you don't have to reckon with the Yesod Amah and the Amah of the Sovev. You're talking about the 4 amas from the edge of the Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach, and there it's Taka only 4 amas. So we have no raya that it's going like Rabbi Yossi. It could be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara said something which I'm not sure we explained clearly at the end of yesterday's shir. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you have to go to Rabbi Yehuda? Say it's Rabbi Yossi. In other words, Rashi explains that since Rabbi Yossi is the one who gives us the yesod, the simon, as the Gemara called it, in yesterday's shir, that you have to always take and bring from the Kodesh to the Kodesh, from the Azora to the Hechel, or from the Hechel to the Azora. You have to bring it and take it from the southwestern corner, which is the closest. It has to be Ein Lefnim, Mimenu, Yoiser Mimenu, Lashon Rashi. It has to be the closest spot. That's the Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi. So leave that the Mishnah and Talmud is going like that Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi will hold that it's Memutza. We won't have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yossi Shita is that from that Mishnah in Talmud, we won't have a riot that it's Kuloi B'Tzofen, that the whole Mizbeach was totally in the Tzofen. But why do you have to go to a whole nother Mandiyama Rabbi Yehuda? Go like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we'll have the halacha of Ein Lefnim Yoiser Mimenu. Nothing is closer than where you're going to put it on the Mizbeach next towards the door, and it'll be, Rabbi Yossi will have his shita, and don't go like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, no, because Rabbi Yossi, we don't know clearly what he holds. And in fact, there was a Masaira that he holds that it's Kulei B'Tzofen. But Rabbi Yehuda said beferish that the Mizbeach was Memutza Keneged the door, and therefore Rashi says, just because you had the problem of Samach she'ein lefnim yoiser mimenu, that it's the closest spot. Ein echanami, we know Rabbi Yossi said it, but all the other Tanoim agreed. No one argues on Rabbi Yossi Shita. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds like that as well. And Rabbi Yehuda, I know, said beferish that it's memutza. Therefore, I wanted to say that the Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's memutza. And I'd rather not say it's going like Rabbi Yossi, and that Rabbi Yossi holds memutza. That's the explanation of the last piece of Gemara right before we begin with Rav Shravia. And now we're ready for the way Rav Shravia understood the Mizbeach. Begins the Gemara of Rav Shravia Omar Hamani Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. Rav Shravia says that the Mishnah in Talmud is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Ein Echanami, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one who holds that the Mizbeach was totally in the northern part of the Azorah. So we have no raya to that which Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that Rabbi Yossi Shita was that the Mizbeach was in the northern part of the Azorah, because the Mishnah in Talmud is going like another Mandiyomer. It's not going like Rabbi Yehuda, which is what Rabbi Adabar Ava wanted to tell us in the end of yesterday's shir. It's not going like Rabbi Yossi, but rather it's going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Sanya, for we have learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili brought 2 psukim concerning the kior, from which the Kohanim would wash their hands and feet before they did the Avodah. There seems to be a stira as to where the kior was put in the Azara. Because the first pasuk in Shmois, Perik Mem, Pasuk Zayin, tells us, Mitoich Shenemar, it says in that pasuk, V'nasata es hakiyor, bein oil moyed, and the end of the pasuk is, uvein amizbeach. So from that pasuk it would seem that the kiyor was mafsik, there was a separation between the mizbeach and the oil moyed with the kiyor, but there is another pasuk in Shmois Perek Mem, pasuk Chavtes, which states, the S, as we turn to Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph, Mizbacho Oilo Som, Pesach Mishkan Oyel Moyed, and from that pasuk, as Rashi points out here in the top of the Amud, it would seem that there was no hefsek between the Mizbeach and the entranceway into the Oyel Moyed. As the Gemara says, Mizbeach bePesach Oyel Moyed, veloy kir bePesach Oyel Moyed. The Mizbeach had to be in front of the door of the Oyel Moyed, and it could not be separated by the kir. There was no kir put there. So the first pasuk seems to say that there was a kir between the Mizbeach and the Oyel Moyed, and here it seems it says that there should not be a kir between the Mizbeach and the Pesach Oyel Moyed. So how do we rectify both psukim? So the answer is, Heichen Hayonaisnai, where did he put the kiyor? Beino ulam, ulam is beach. He put the kiyor between the ulam and the mizbeach in that airspace, but moshech kima klapi hadarim. It was a little removed towards, it was drawn slightly away from the end of the mizbeach towards the south. In other words, it was put as close as possible to the southwest corner, because as the Gemara is going to prove, the Mizbeach was totally in the north, and therefore it was put, to fulfill one pasuk, it was put in the airspace between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, but it didn't block the doorway. And how didn't it block the doorway between the Mizbeach and the doorway of the Oyel Moyed? Because it was slightly move to the south, away from the end of the Mizbeach, because if the Mizbeach was in the north, then the lowest part of the Mizbeach was in the southwestern portion of the Mizbeach. That was the closest to Pesach Oyel Moyed. If he took the kir and put it a little way from that in the south, it would not block the entrance to the Pesach Oyel Moyed. Says the Gemara, Micah Sover. Now, if we analyze this teretz that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili gave to the steer between the psukim, we can discover that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili must hold that the Mizbeach was totally in the north. Because let us see. If you're going to hold that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's shita was, that the entire Mizbeach was in the south, so then the question is, why do you have to take the kiyor and put it a little south of the entire Mizbeach? You don't have to do that. Because if the Mizbeach was all the way in the south, it means, if we remember from yesterday's shir, that the Heichol, the entranceway to the Heichol, was 10 amos wide, and it was directly in the middle of the width of the Azara. So 5 amos of the doorway was to the north, and 5 amos of the doorway of the Heichel was to the south. The Mizbeach, if it was totally in the south, it means that it went up to, on its northern part, the northwestern corner would be the closest to the Pesach of the Heichel. And the top 5 amos of the Mizbeach on its western side, towards the tip, towards the north, those last 5 amos of the Mizbeach, they were in front of the 5 amos of the Heichel, the southern 5 amos of the Heichel. So the northern tip of the Mizbeach, the 5 amos, that was connected, the southern 5 amos of the Pesach of the Heichel. So now we could be mekayim the two psukim very easily. We don't have to take the kiyor and put it all the way away from the Mizbeach to the south, but rather we could put the kiyor below the first 5 amos in the northwest corner. As we just explained, the 5 amos in the northwest corner were towards the Pesach HaHeichel. The next 5 amos, which were towards the opening of the ulam, as we learned in yesterday's shir, was 20 amos wide, and therefore, where the Heichel had 5 amos to the south, the ulam would have 10 amos to the south. But we could put the kiyor right there, and it would not be blocking the entrance to the Pesach of the Heichel. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Ika sever klum is beich b'dorm koin. Nukmi mekaisel hechel adorm. Let him go from the lechi, from the doorpost. That's what it means here to kaisel. From the place where the doorway entrance ends and the wall begins, at that mezuzah, and southward, he could put the kiyur. Mekaisel hechel adorm bein ulam is beich. He'll put it between... It'll cover the entranceway to the ulam, but at this point, the Gemara is of the opinion that we're just worried about the doorway of the Heichel, because the Kedusha of the ulam and the Heichel are not the same Kedusha. So as long as it's not blocking the entranceway into the Heichel, even if it'll block the last five amas of the entranceway to the ulam, that's fine. But you don't have to put it all the way south of the entire Mizbeach. And if you'll, even if you'll say Rabbi Yosi Guli is of the opinion that Kedushas Heichel v'ulam chadehi, that there is the same Kedusha to the ulam and the Heichel, and therefore if you can't block the Pesach of the Heichel, you likewise cannot block the Pesach of the ulam, so you still don't have to put it south of the entire Mizbeach. Nukmi mikaisel ulam uludorim bebein ulam ulamizbeach. Put it where the mezuzah of the ulam ends. The mezuzah of the ulam ends 10 amos from the center of the azara. That means the top 10 amos, the northwestern section of the mizbeach, will be blocking, will be towards the 10 amos of the southern part of the doorway to the ulam. So good. So you don't want the kiyur in between there to be mekayim that pasuk that the kiyur cannot be a blockage between the mizbeach and the doorway. So put it where the wall starts and where the entranceway ends. After the 10 amos, the 11th amma of the mizbeach from its northwestern part of the mizbeach, that 11th amma, that's when you could already put the kiyur. And even if you'll say Rabbi Yosi Gulushiti is that the mizbeach was, which was 32 amas long, it was diametrically opposite the entranceway into the heichal. So that means that the middle 10 amas of the 32 amas of the length of the mizbeach was facing the 10 amas of the entranceway to the heichal. So I still don't have to put the kiyor all the way past the end of the mizbeach on the south. Nukma mikoisel heichal uladorim. I can put it again from the beginning of the wall of the heichal at the mezuzah, at the doorpost of the heichal uladorim, bein ulam mizbeach. I'll put it between the ulam mizbeach. Again, now we're going with the shita that the kedusha of the ulam and kedusha of the heichal are not the same. And all you have to be worried about is blocking the entranceway to the heichal. So I'll put it not by the five amas that would block the entranceway to the heichal. I'll put it by the five amas where the ulam is wider than the heichal. I'll put it in those five amas. So it's between the entranceway to the ulam and the mizbeach, and I fulfill both psukim. I have it between the oil moyed and the mizbeach, and I don't have it between the Pesach oil moyed, which will mean the Pesach HaHechel and the mizbeach, because I only have it in front of the Pesach of the Ula. And if you'll say, Rabbi Yosi Guli holds. On the one hand, the mizbeach was opposite the doorway. It was not totally to the north. It was not totally to the south. And it'll also hold that the ulam and the heichal had one kedusha. So I still don't have to put it past the mizbeach, the whole mizbeach in the southern side of the azora. Why? Nukmi mikoisel ulam uladorim. All I have to make sure is I don't block the doorway to the heichal. I don't block the doorway to the ulam either, because it has the same kedusha as the doorway to the heichal. So I'll just make sure to start it at the 11th amma. I have to give 10 amos of the 20 that the mizbeach is facing the 20 amos of the ulam. So it's 10 on the southern side of the azara. So the top 10, the 10 amos of the mizbeach, which are now opposite the 10 amos of the ulam, I have to make sure that there's no blockage with the kier. I'll put the kier past the doorway, and I'll still have, if I have 32 amos completely, and in the middle I have the 20 amos, that means on either side, I have 6 amos. I have 32 altogether, minus 20 in the middle, that leaves 12. That means there were still 12 amos past the ulam on the north, and there were 6 amos of the past the ulam on the north, and there were 6 amos past the ulam on the south. So I could put it in those 6 amos. I don't have to put it at the end of the mizbeach to the south. That's what the Gemara asks. Nuk mi mikoisel ulam uladorim bein ulam ulamizbeach, in those 6 amos that are past the entranceway of the ulam. El olav, the only way I can explain Rabbi Yosef Glili, mishum de kesaver, kulam mizbeach b'tzafun koi. The sheet that puts in the word koi. It must be that he holds that the whole mizbeach was in the tzafun. So if the whole mizbeach was in the tzafun, that means that the southernmost part of the mizbeach ended at the halfway of the entranceway into the heichal. And therefore, the kior had to be put a little south of that. So it was put bein ha'ulam v'ulam mizbeach, and it was put a little bit to the south that it wouldn't be blocking the doorway. If it would be put a little bit to the north, then it would block the entranceway between the heichal, the 5 amos of the heichal to the northern part of the azara, those 5 amos, and the mizbeach, because the mizbeach, if you say it was kulei b'tzofen, where did the southern part of the mizbeach end? It ended in the middle, opposite the middle of the entranceway to the heichal. So all he had to do is leave it in the space, the airspace between the mizbeach and the ulam, a little to the south, and then it would not be blocking between the mizbeach and the heichal. So we see that Rabbi Yosef really holds that the whole mizbeach was to the tzofen. Now what he says to answer the steer in the psukim makes sense, and therefore coming back to our raya from the Mishnah in Tamid, that it goes like Rabbi Yochanan's Kabbalah from his Rabbeim, that Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that the Mizbeach was kulei b'tzofen, we have no more raya, because it's Rav Yossi Aglili who holds kulei b'tzofen, and it's not necessarily going like Rabbi Yossi or like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara wanted to suggest before. Now the Shita in the next two lines changes the entire girsa here, and we see the same way in Rashi. And the girsa should be as follows, that the Gemara is asking the following question. V'nukme bein ha-mizbeach u'leheichel b'tzofen. I understand why you can't block the doorway between the heichel and the mizbeach, but why do you have to move the kior to the south of the azara? Let's do the same thing. We won't block the doorway, and we'll move it to the north. And we'll put it, again, if we hold that the Heichel and the Ulam don't have the same Kedusha, we'll put it not in the 5 Amos that will block the Heichel past the entranceway, we'll put it in the 5 Amos that the Ulam is extended on the north side, the Pesach Ulam. We'll put it in those 5 Amos, because they don't have the Kedusha of Pesach Oil Mayed that the Heichel has. So the Gemara asks, according to the gears of Rashi, v'nukmei bein ha-mizbeach u'leichel b'tzofen, why do you have to do it b'dorim? And the answer is, kasavar kedushas heichel v'ulam chada. No, you can't put it there, in those 5 amas, because that would be blocking the extra width of the 5 amas of the ulam. And the ulam and the heichel, Rabbi Yosef Glili will hold, has one kedusha. If it has one kedusha, you can't block the ulam either, the Pesach to the ulam either. Ask the Gemara, and now we pick up two lines down. V'nukma mikaisel ulam ulatzafayin. So why don't we then have it past the entranceway to the ulam? It won't block the 5 amas to the heichel. It won't block the further width of the Pesach ha'ulam, another 5 amas, because there were 10 amas on the northern part of the Azara, which was the passageway to the Ulam. So we won't block all that. But at the where the Ulam's mezuzah is and the Kaisala Ulam begins, past the doorway, we'll put the kir over there. It'll be between the wall of the Ulam, which is past the doorway entrance, and it'll be between the Ulam and the Mizbech. So we're Mekayim both Psukim. You have it's between the Mizbech and the Oyel Moyed, between the Mizbech and the Ulam, and it's not blocking the doorway. But why do we have to put it in the south? The answer is Amakrat Safoina. It says Safoina and it doesn't say Tsafoin. So what does the word Safoina mean? Sheyehet Safon Panimi Kalim. That there are no Kalim of. There's a special halacha that of Safoina, that in the northern part of the Azor, there couldn't be Kalim in that section over there. Therefore, we could not put the Kiyur there. Our only alternative is to put it south of the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach ended, which would be at the beginning of the southern part of the Azora, in the southern half of the entranceway of both the Ulam and the Hechel. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana de Poligal of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who's the Tana that argues and Rabbi Yosef Aglili and holds that the Mizbeach was in the south? That's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the son we learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Tzafoina, you know what the word Tzafoina means? Not only that it should be removed from Kalim, but she hates Tzafon, Panoi Miklum. That it should, the word Tzafon means empty. It should be empty from everything, not only from Kalim, but nothing could be there. Vafilum in a Mizbeach. Even the Mizbeach was not allowed to be there. And therefore, where was the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach was totally, according to Blessed Ben Yaakov, in the south. Now begins the new sugya. Omer Rav, says Rav. Mizbeach shen nifgam, a Mizbeach that had a pegim in it. In other words, it had a notch in the stone wall of the Mizbeach. Or it had a hole in the lime that was between the stones. So that's a psul of the Mizbeach. And therefore, kol ha-kotchim she-nishchetu sham psulim, all kotchim that were shechted while the Mizbeach had a pegam in it, are posel. So we have to say, and we will see later, that the Likutei Halachos of Chofetz Chaim is medayik like this from a Rashi on our Amud, that Rav's Chiddush, which we will see, is learned from a posuk, a special posuk. That Chiddush is speaking about that the Kachim were shechted while the Mizbeach was Nifgam. Because if the Kachim were shechted before the Mizbeach was Nifgam, and then the Mizbeach was Nifgam, but the Kayin had not yet been Zoyrik the Dam, or makter the emurim on the Mizbeach, everyone would hold that it's pasul, even without a pasuk, because this is the famous klal of dichui, of something that becomes not eligible anymore for hakrava, and that remains dichui lo'olam, even if later the problem gets fixed up. But since it was nitche, it remains nitche. We wouldn't need a special pasuk, as Rav is going to bring a special pasuk to teach us that Mizbeach Shenifkam Kol HaKachim Shenishchetu Sham Psulim. Rather, what is our Gemara speaking about? Our Gemara is speaking about, as we said before, that the Shechita took place while the Mizbeach was Nifkam. Now that is called Dichui Mikara, which means it's not Nira V'nitche, it's not that there was a good shechita, but then something happened later, the Mizbeach got a pegam before the blood was Nizrak and the Haktoras Emurim. But rather, as the shechita is taking place, there's already a problem. That's Dichui Mikara. From the get-go, from the start, there's already a problem. So here, Bamis, we have a machloikis, whether there's a din of Dichui. There are those who hold that it's only nirav nitcha. It had to be good, and then a problem took place. But if from the beginning, from the inception, it was not proper, then there is no halach of dichui. However, even according to the Man D'Yomar that says that there isn't, that there is dichui, in our case, Tosfos tells us, Divrei Maskil actually nivna mizbeach, that he would also agree here that there's no dichui, because since it's something that could be easily fixed by fixing the mizbeach, so therefore that wouldn't be considered a dichui either. So according to all Man D'Yomrim, we would not say dichui here normally, either because we never say dichui by dichui mikara, or because since it could be fixed, so that's not even called a dichui. It could be easily fixed. It's not called a dichui. There would be normally no dichui here, and that's why Rav needs a pasuk. But if it would be a case where it was shechted before the pegima, and then the pegima took place before the zrikas adam, so then everybody would hold without a pasuk. It's nirav and it's good, and then it became pushed away because of a problem. Then everybody would hold for sure it's pasul even without a pasuk. So that's a hakdama to what Rav is saying. And then the Gemara continues, Mikra hu biyadenu. We really had a pasuk for this. But vishachanuhu. We forgot it. We don't remember the source. But kisolik Rav Kahana. Even though Rav said, I used to have a pasuk, but I forgot it. When Rav Kahana went up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Shimon Barabi, he found Rav Shimon Barabi to come from Rav Shimon Barabi, Rabbi Yaisi, that said in the name of Rav Shimon Barabi Yaisi, this very halacha that Rav forgot the pasuk, Minayin, Lemizbeach, Shenifgam, Shekola Kotchim, Shenishchetu Sham Psulim. How do I know that a Mizbeach that had a Pegima in it, that all the Kotchim that were shechted there, after the Pegima are Pasul, Shenemar, we have a Pasul, which we learned before in yesterday's daf, Vizavachta Olav Esolestecha Veshlamecha, you should shecht on it, on the Mizbeach, your oilus and your shlam. Vechi Olav Atozeveach, are you shechting on top of the Mizbeach? So Toysis, third Toysis on the Amr, Vechi Olav Atozeveach, Toysis asks, Afagav de la'il darshinin Olav Mamish. We did learn yesterday, Shir, we learned the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and both of them held that you're allowed to shecht on top of the Mizbeach, and Rabbi Yosi held that the whole Mizbeach is good for Oila and Shlomim, and Rabbi Yehuda held that it's, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda held that it's only good half north for the Oilais, and the southern part is even good for Shlomim. But everybody holds you can use the Mizbeach. What's the Gemara asking over here? V'chi olav atozeveach? So Tosfos answers that because the Gemara here is medayik, hocha dayik mishum dezavach olav mashma shemitzvah lizbarach olav. Yesterday's sugya was what happens if he did it. But the Gemara here is saying you certainly can't learn from the pasuk that you're mechuyev, avada you're allowed to shecht all over Kachim Kalmi Kachacht, all over the Azara, Kachim Kachim in the northern part of the Azara. There's no mitzvah that you must shecht on top of the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara is asking. V'chi olav atazaveach, is there a mitzvah that you have to shecht it on top of the Mizbeach? You might be able to shecht it, but there's no mitzvah that you have to shecht it. Ella, we have to learn that what it means is something else. The word olav does not mean on the Mizbeach, but means as a result of the Mizbeach, because of the Mizbeach, because there's a Mizbeach in existence, therefore I'm allowed to shecht the karbonis. Ela kishuhu sholem v'lo kishuhu chaser. If there's no Mizbeach there, or there is a Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach has a pegam, then it's not olav. There's no Mizbeach, and therefore you're not allowed to shecht. So from there, here we have a pasuk. This is Amar, when Rav Kahana heard this, that Rabbi Shimon Barabi was saying the name of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, he said, Hainu kra dishtamed leila Rav. This is the pasuk that eluded Rav, that he forgot, and now I went there to Yisrael, and I heard them learning, and I heard this pasuk that Rav was missing. Here is the pasuk that when you shech, after there is a pegim on the Mizbeach, and the halacha is that the korban is pasul. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue on Rav. What point is Rabbi Yochanan arguing on Rav? Because Rav said it's only pasul if the shechita was at the time of the pegima. What happens if you were magdish the animal and there was a pegim on the Mizbeach, according to Rav, that wouldn't be possible. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Echad Zeb, Sulin. Both in the case of Rav, where the Shechita was B'Shas Pagimus HaMizbeach, and even if the Hegdish was at the time of Pagimus HaMizbeach, they'll both be Pasul. And here we have the Rashi that the Likutei Halachos, the Chavetz Chaim, was Medayik. The third middle wide line of Rashi, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, Bein Shenishchatu B'Shas Pagibasan. Notice Rashi doesn't say it was Nishchat Koidem Pagiyasan, but that would be Nirav and Nitchen, on that you don't need the Pasuk of Rav. Rav is speaking about, is Medayik the Chavetz Chaim, from Rashi, Bein Shenishchatu B'Shas Pagimasan, whether there's a Shechita while there's a Pagima, because that, as we explained before, there would not be a Halach of Dichui here, because it's Nitcha Mikora, or it's not called a Dichui, since you're able easily to fix it by fixing the Mizbeach. But the Rav rather is speaking about where it's B'Shas Pegibasan, not before the Pegima. And Bein Shenishchatu Acher Tikunai, or it was shechted after you fixed it, and the only problem is that you were magdish it when there was a pegima psulit. And Rashi continues and says, "Kol akachim shayu kedushim ba'isa shah lefi sheniru v'nitchu v'kesaver balichayim nidachin kishchutin." So this is the machloikis, as the Gemara is going to say now, between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. B'mai pligi, Rav saver balichayim einam nidachim. Rav says you cannot make a dichui concerning the hegdish, because that means the animals were alive. You don't say dichui when an animal is alive. Rabbi Yochanan saver, no. Not only do you say dichui on shechita, you even say it if the hegdish, even when they were alive, because balichayim nidachin, because balichayim could, there could be a din of dichui on balichayim as well. Meisu, we're going to ask a kashan Rav, who holds that balichayim are not nidachin. Kol akachim shahayu atshaloi nivna mizbeach, if somebody was magdish, and Rashi explains that this is speaking about when they came back from Golus Bavel, and they were going to build Bayis Sheni, and they had not yet built it, and somebody was Magdish Korban, actually Nivna Mizbech, before the Mizbech was Nivna, Va'achach Nivna Mizbech, and then the Mizbech was built, the Halacha is Psulin. So what are we, Gemara is trying to bring a Raya Keneged Rav, because according to Rav, why should they be puzzled? This dichui happened when the animal was mugdash, when it was still alive, and you, Rav, hold balichayim are not didachin. So the Gemara says that we have a problem here with the girsa. You can't say it's atchuloi nivne. Why? Nivne. Dichui in mikara ninu. Nivne is a case, if atchuloi nivne, there's no Beis HaMikdash here, there's no Mizbeach here whatsoever, that means you're being Magdashed in a state of Dichui. If it's in a state of Dichui, that's Dichui Mikara. It's not Nirav and Nitcha was good and then a problem happened. The problem is right there from the inception. So as Rashi explains, this would be difficult, and the Mandi Yomer holds that there is no Din Dichui by Dichui Mikara. So Elamai, we have to say, we have to change the girsa here to answer that Mandi Yomer holds there is no din of dichui mikara. Ela atchuloi neras hamizbech. It'll be speaking about where he was magdishit at the time of at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, when there was still a mizbeach. Then it got destroyed. Then 70 years went by and they built the second Beis HaMikdash. And now this old animal that's still living, he wants to shecht it on the new Mizbeach in the second Beis HaMikdash. And on that we say it's possible. So you see, this will be the kasha on Rav. We see it's possible, even though it was a Baal Chai. And this will be a case of Nira Venitcha. It was good when you were Magdishit in the first Beis HaMikdash. Then it was Nera, so there was a Dichui. And you see it's possible. So you see that a Baal Chai could become possible as well. Could be Dichui on a Baal Chai as well. Ask the Gemara, that's not a good way to change the girsa here. Because neras ha'iskin lehu, if it was destroyed, and he had an animal that it was magdish at the end of Bayish Rishon, and it was so old that it lasted till Bayish Sheni, that would be a zakin. And the Gemara in Bukhari's Rashi brings down, that Mem Aleph Amid Aleph tells us, that a zakin or a chayla, these are considered psulim, you're not allowed to bring them as a korban. So there's another issue here, nothing to do with dichli, it's a problem that it's a zakin. So that can't be the correct girsa in this Mishnah, in this Braisa. So Ella says the Gemara, we have to be gairus ad shaloi nifkam hamizbech. He was magdish a korban before the mizbech was nifkam. V'achakam nifkam hamizbech. Then there was a pegam in the mizbeach, and we say psulin. So lechare from here you have a chlorayev in this price to Rabbi Yochanan, that even though it was a balchai, when the problem took place, we say balchaim nidachem, and it's shver on Rav. Says the Gemara, Rav will answer the following. V'loy terutze kometarzta. You had to change the girsa in this price anyway. Because with Achulay Nivne, you had a problem that it's dichui mikora. So you had that Elbi Akasha and the man the armor holds that dichui mikora is not a dichui. Because here we see it is a dichui. So you had to change it anyway. Once you're changing the girsa anyway, I'm going to change it even further. Not only am I going to change it to Achulay Nifkam, but I'm going to say, Ey Moshe Nishchetu. I'm going to say not that you were magdish at Achulay Nifkam, but that you shechted it. Achulay nifkam amizbeach. So memela, it's not a chsorin, it's puzzle. It's a case of nirav and nitche, nechanami. It's not going to be a chiddush that Rav used a pasuk that we learned at the beginning of this sugya. But it'll be nirav and nitche, everybody's moided that it's dichui. But we're not talking about balichayim, we're talking about that it's geshachted because he's going to change the girsa, since we had to change the girsa anyway, because we couldn't remain with the girsa of Ad Shaloi Nivne, so we're going to change also that it's not Kol HaKotshim Shehoyu Ad Shaloi Nivne, but Kol HaKotshim SheNishchetu Ad Shaloi Nifkam HaMizbeach. That's going to be the final correct girsa according to Rav, so we're going to answer the Brice according to Rav. Now the Gemara has another kasha. Rav said that if you don't have a mizbeach, or you have the mizbeach with a pegam in it, the kachim that are shechted there are posel. I'll ask you a steer in Rav. Omer Rav Gidol Omer Rav. Mizbeach shenekar, if the mizbeach hapnimi was removed, maktirin k'taris m'kaimai, you can be maktirin k'taris in its place. So you see that the mizbeach is not ma'ake for the haktaris haktaris. And the Gemara's havamina is that just like you don't need a mizbeach hapnimi for haktaris haktaris, so too, you won't need a mizbeach for the haktara of korbanis on the mizbeach ha-chitzayni. So how could Rav say that if there's a pagam and it's not a love, you don't have the mizbeach there, or the mizbeach is there but it has a pagam, so it's tantamount to not being there. There's a problem when you yourself, Rav, said by the mizbeach apnimi that there is no problem if there's no mizbeach. On the makam of mizbeach, you could bring the ketairis. Answers the Gemara, Kida Amar Rav, as Rav has said, Legabi another halacha, that moide ha'yu Rabbi Yehuda b'damim. That Rabbi Yehuda was moide concerning damim, that damim is different than the haktara so'imurim. That damim, there's a special halacha, and it's different than the haktara of the karbonos. Hachanami moide Rav b'damim. So too here, Rav is moide that there is a chilek between the mizbeach hachitzon and the mizbeach hapnimi. You asked me a kasha steer on Rav to Rav because Rav holds you don't need mizbeach hapnimi for the haktaras haktaras. Yeah, but domim when you have to apply it on the mizbeach hachitzon, that you must have a mizbeach. It must be a love, and there is a distinction between mizbeach hachitzon and mizbeach hapnimi. My Rabbi Yehuda, where do we say that Moida Hay Rabbi Yehuda bidamim, and we're going to say a similar thing that Rav is Moida by damim, that you do need to have mizbeach? Where do we find this by Rabbi Yehuda? The Sani, we learned a brisa. Bayoimahu, it was when Shlomo was mechanech the Beis Hamikdash, Kidesh Hamelech, Toicha Chotzer, and the entire pasuk is found in Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches, pasuk Yud Dalet. Bayoimahu Kidesh Hamelech is Toicha Chotzer, Asher Lifnei Beis Hashem. Ki osir shom es ha'oilov es ha'minchov es chel be'ashlomim. Ki mizbeach ha'nechoishes asher lefnei Hashem. Kotten me'hochel es ha'oilov es ha'minchov es chel be'ashlomim. The pasuk before that, in pasuk Samach Gimel, tells us that on that day of Chanukah ha'mizbeach, they brought 142,000 korbanos. And the pasuk shot in the pasuk is that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, this is not referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach HaNechoshes in the Mishkan, but rather it's the Mizbeach of Shlomo, which really was made out of Avonim, Rashi tells us. And it was called Mizbeach HaNechoshes because it replaced the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bepashtus, this Mizbeach of Shlomo was too small to be makdir all the korbanos on the Mizbeach. So what Shlomo did, he was mekadesh the ritzpas ha beis hamikdash, that it should have a din of kedushas Mizbeach, and he was makdir the korbanos on the ritzpah of the azora, and he didn't bring it on top of the Mizbeach. So this is what the moed of Rabbi Yehuda is going to be, because Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that the, as we're going to see now, the Dvorim Kiksavon Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, on the last line here, we're not Goris the Shasa Moshe, it was Kot Mehachil, so says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dvorim Kiksavon, it's literally what it says, that the Mizbeach was too small for the 142,000 Karbonis, so they had to be Makter some of the Karbonis on the floor of the Azora, which Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh, especially for that purpose. And we say that Rabbi Yehuda is moided that the dam of those 142,000 korbanos, that couldn't be brought on the ritzpah, that had to be brought on the Mizbeach itself, and that's what we're saying, that Rav is going to be the same thing, that Einich Nami by the Ketoris, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you don't have to need the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but the dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is a requirement, and the same thing by Shlomo, the dam was a requirement and could not be put on the ritzpah, but the haktaras haimurim were able to be done on the ritzpah. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but not everybody agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Yosi, as we turn to Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, Valoik Far Nemar, it says 4 years before the Beis Hamikdash was built, Elef Oilis Yalish Shlomo al Mizbeach Ahu, on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo would bring 1,000 korbanos. And at the end of this long first Rashi, Rashi says, Ve'ein loch amo al amo she'ena mechzekes levar elef liyoyim shehoisa eishel shomarim emaheris lechol. So the fire of Hashem that burnt the korbanos did it very quickly, that they were able to bring 1,000 korbanos on the Mizbeach. That's the amount that Shlomo brought on the Mizbeach on the Chosh of Moshe. The Ilu continues the Gemara, Bebeis Olamim, in the Beis HaMikdash, Hu Oimer, it says, Vayizvach Shlomo Ezevach HaShlomim Asher Zovach Lashem, Boker Esrim Mishnayim Alef, he sacrificed on that day when he brought the Chanukas HaMizbeach of 142,000 Karbonis, it says, Esrim Mishnayim Alef, 22,000 was Boker, and then the Pasuk concludes, Vitzoin May of Esrim Alef, and there was 120,000 sheep. So together, 22,000 Boker and 120,000 sheep is a total of 142,000 Karbonis. And now, let's make some mathematical calculations. Ugesha'atom agil cheshben oilus l'minyan amois, zeh gadol mizeh. What are you saying? You, Rabbi Yossi, this is what Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yossi. You're saying that the Mizbeach of Shlomo was too small, and he couldn't take care of all the 142,000 korbanos, and he had to be makter some of the korbanos on the ritzpah of the Azor, which he was mekadesh. That is not correct, because if he could do 1,000 on the Mizbeach and the Chayshes of Moshe, he certainly could do 142,000 on the Mizbeach of Shlomo, which was much bigger. Because let's make the mathematical calculations, as Rashi does here. the Mizbeach of Moshe was 5 by 5. One amma on each of the four corners was for the Keren, the Kronos. Another amma was for the Kohanim to walk around the Mizbeach. So if you have 5 ammas in width, and you take up an amma on each side for the Keren, an amma on each side for walking around, that means you remove on each side 2 ammas. That means from the total width of 5, you're removing 4 ammas. You have 1 by 1 square amma in the middle. And that 1 by 1 square amma in the middle was able to take care of 1,000 oilos, as the Pasuk says there in Melachim Aleph. Now let's figure out by Shlaima Melech. Shlaima Melech, the inside square on which you could bring the Korbanos was 20 by 20, as Rashi brings down from Masech Demidoi, Staf Lamed Hamed Beis. So 20 by 20 is a total of square 400 amas. So it comes out that the Mizbeach of Shloima was 400 times to 1 ratio compared to the Mizbeach of Moshe. And on the 1 square amma of Moshe's surface of the Mizbeach where you could bring the Korbanos, you were able to bring 1,000. So on the 20 by 20, 400 square ammas of Shlaima Melech, you could bring 400 times the amount of Moshe Rabbeinu, which would come out to 400,000. So 142,000, that was a cinch. That was easy. That wasn't a problem. How could we say that it was cut mehachil? Ella. Mahu continues the Gemara, kot mehachal. How will Rabbi Yehuda learn what it means kot mehachal? Namely, says Rashi, that the kot mehachal doesn't go on the Mizbeach of Shlaima because that was more than adequate to take care of 142,000. And you know what it means, it was Makadish the Ritzbah. The Gemara is going to say on the next daf that it doesn't mean like Rabbi Yossi says. He was Mekadosh the Ritzbah because there was no place on the Mizbeach. So he had to let them do the Aktara on the floor of the Azara. It means since they're going to remove the Mizbeach and the Chosh of Moshe, which they were using until now, and they were going to put in its stead the Mizbeach of Shloima, the Mizbeach Avonim of Shloima, they had to be Mekadosh the Ritzbah's Azara to contain the new Mizbeach that Shloima was building. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns the Pasuk. And now, what does it mean, katan mehachal? Katan mehachal means that they got rid of the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu because it was katan mehachal. So what the Gemara means to ask, if so, what does it mean, katan mehachal, which is mashma, they didn't use the Mizbeach and the Choshes of Moshe because on that one day it was too small to take care of the Korbanos. But that's not true. It wasn't just for that one day. It was, they never used it again. So what does it mean? What's the excuse like to say we didn't use the Mizbeach of Moshe? It was katan mehachal on that day. So use it the next day. So the Gemara says this was a polite way of saying it. Ka'odam o'aymer l'chaveiroi, ploini nanesu. Upasul avoided, Rashi says, not that the man in the mushal is saying pasul avoided. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling you. Rabbi Yehuda is telling you, really this nanes, this midget, is pasul avoided. And that's a halacha, that a kohen who's a nanes is pasul avoided. But you don't want to say disparagingly that he's pasul avoided. So in a nice way you say, you know, he's a midget, and everybody understands that if he's a midget, he's pasul avoided. Same thing here. The Navi didn't want to say that the Mizbeach of Moshe was no longer functionable, that we're not going to use it anymore. It's pasul avoided. We're going to use the new Mizbeach. So what it said was, like an excuse, it was katan mehachal. That was just to say in a nice way that we're taking it out of service. Continues Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Shapar Kam Rabbi Yossi L'Chai. Rabbi Yossi mathematically has a very good mathematical calculation here. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with what Rabbi Yossi says? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that it was literally, there was no room. Rabbi Yossi, figured out that there was more than enough room. You could have put 400,000 korbanos on top of the Mizbeach. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda is not phased with the mathematical calculation of Rabbi Yossi. Why? Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei. Rabbi Yehuda goes to Shitasai. Because he has a different disagreement with Rabbi Yossi. Da'amar Mizbeach, she'asa Moshe gadol haya. the Mizbeach of Moshe was much bigger than what Rabbi Yossi would have us believe. The Sanya, Chamesh Amis Arech, Chamesh Amis Reichiv, it's 5 Amis long, the Mizbeach of Moshe, of the Mizbeach and Achosh, 5 Amis wide, Dvorim Kiksovim, Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's literally that way, 5 by 5. And therefore it comes out, Rabbi Yossi says, how much was the surface of the Mizbeach that could use for our Krava? That was only 1 Amma on 1 Amma, as we explained before, minus the Kronos and minus the Amma for the Kohen to walk around. 2 Ammas on each side, there's only 1 Amma left. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it was much bigger, the Mizbeach of Moshe. Namer kan Ravua. It says over here, concerning the Mizbeach and the Chosh of Moshe, that it was square. V'namer lahalan, it says in Yecheskel, concerning Rashi, says either the second base of Migdash or the third base of Migdash, it says it was also square to Mizbeach. Ma lahalam emtsiyusa hayamoydeit. Just like over there, you're really talking about not the total surface area of the whole Mizbeach, but you're only speaking about a quadrant. You're speaking about from the middle of the Mizbeach in each direction towards each corner, it's 5 by 5. That means the total length and width of the Mizbeach of Moshe was 10 by 10, which means that there was 100 amma surface. You have to take away an amma for the Karen and an amma for the Kohen to walk. So it's 2 ammas on each side. So from 10 by 10, it becomes 6 by 6. But it means that there was 36 ammas on the Mizbeach of Moshe to bring Korbanos. And Rashi, in Divrei HaMashkal, Afkan Moided Hei Al Hei Mem Tziusai, Rashi has an old math system of figuring it out. But then Rashi at the end says, Nimtze shal Moshe echad miyud aleph kishal shloima. So if Moshe's surface was, according to this calculation, 36, because that's what the Gemara concludes. We didn't conclude the Gemara yet. The Gemara says, Namer kan revu of Namer lahalan revu. Ma lahalan over there by Yecheskel mem tziusoi. So by Yecheskel, it was really 12 by 12, speaking about over there. So it wasn't 12 by 12, but it was 12 by 12 was a quadrant. The whole area was double, was 24 by 24. So just like over there when it says it was 12 by 12, it's not referring to the whole surface of the Mizbeach. It's referring to from the middle towards each corner, it was 12 by 12, but totally it was 24 by 24. Ma lahal mem tziusar yomoided, avkan mem tziusar yomoided. So here by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was 5 by 5, starting from the middle in each direction. But really it comes out, it was 10 by 10. And if it was 10 by 10 and you're minus the amma for the Karen and the amma for the Kohanim to walk around, it comes out you're minus 2 ammas on each side, so you're left with 6 by 6, which is 36. And now, if you compare the total surface area of the Mizbeach of Moshe of 36 to the total surface area of the Mizbeach of Shloima, 20 by 20, which is 400, so 36 to 400 is approximately 11. 36 times 10 is 360. Another one would be 396. So you're approximately 11 times greater was Shloima's surface than Moshe Rabbeinu's surface. So on 36 of Moshe, you could bring 1,000 korbanos. So Shloima could only bring 11 times that, because Shloima was only 11 times bigger. That means he could bring approximately 11,000 korbanos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lishitasai, 142,000 was much more. Kikot Meichel. We're not talking about the Mizbeach and the Chosh of Moshe, as Rabbi Yossi says. No, the Mizbeach of Shloima literally was Kot Meichel. You could only bring 11,000 Karbanos, and you had to bring 142,000 Karbanos. So what did Shloima have to do? He had to be Mekadosh to Ritzbah to bring the 142,000 Karbanos. Ask the Gemara, V'hosam and Nolan, how do you know, in fact, over there, that you go 12 by 12 by Yecheskel from the center, V'hosam and Nolan, D'chsev, V'ariel, the place on the Mizbech where the fire of the Maracha was put, that was the Ariel. Shtayim Esri Amal L'chol Ruach. It was 12 in each direction. Oy Ein El Yud Beis El Yud Beis. Maybe it means the total surface of the Mizbech of Yecheskel is 12 by 12. How do you know it's 24 by 24? Kishu Oymer El Arbas Ribov. It says 12 by 12 to the four corners. It means you're starting from the middle, and in each direction from the middle, it's 12. Melamed Shemi Emtzo HaYomayde, that you measured from the middle. So the same thing over here by Moshe, through this Gzei Shavah from Yecheskel of Ribua Ribua, just like over there, it's from the middle and outwards in each direction, 12 by 12, which really means it's 24 by 24. Here too, when it says it's 5 by 5, it means 5 by 5 from the middle outward. You're really describing a quadrant. But if you look at the total surface of the Mizbech of Moshe, it was 10 by 10, which leaves an area of 6 by 6, 36 square amas, for the Hakrovas HaKarbonis on top of the Mizbech of Moshe, which equaled 1,000 a day, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not bothered with Rabbi Yossi's calculations, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shloima could only shecht 11 times the 1,000, because his surface of 400 is 11 times greater than the 36 square amas of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mitzvah Eisen points out that really we cannot make a Gzeir Shavah from Chumash to Navi, and all the Gemara is trying to say is just like we find the Rebua of Yecheskel is from the middle and out, and the 12 by 12 really means 24 by 24. That's Megala. That reveals to us that the 5 by 5 of Moshe is also from the middle out, and really we're speaking about a surface of 10 by 10, which comes out to be 6 by 6, a total of 36 square amas. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda concerning the Mizbeach of Moshe, and how it related to the Mizbeach of Shloima HaMelech.